Jack and Friends.
Jack and Friends, Dreams. Hello, everyone. Some of you know me, but maybe some of you don't. My name is Jack Black, and I am currently teaching Crow language here at Blue Sky University. I'm amazed at how quickly many of my students are learning. Caw, caw, caw! It's wonderful to hear my students speaking so well. In America, I am an elementary school teacher, and sometimes I talk to my students about their dreams. When you were an elementary school student, did you have a dream? Did your dream change as you got older? Did it stay the same? Do you have a dream now? Bob Dylan, the great songwriter and singer, once sang these words, "He not busy being born is busy dying." I think he's correct. We always need to be trying to be born, to become something. We always need to have hope for the future. We always need to do something to make the future we hope for a reality. In the end, it may not matter if all your dreams come true. What is important is that you have dreams, you have hopes for the future, and you do what you can to make your dreams come true. When I was young, I had a friend, a porcupine. His name was Powerpop. He used to watch me fly, and he began to dream of becoming a flyer himself. He began to dream of winning a gold medal in the Flying Olympics. Well, he was so eager to fly that his parents didn't want to tell him that it was impossible. They let him try and try. Finally, after a while, Powerpop himself realized that he couldn't fly. I think that was a good experience for him. If, from the beginning, his parents had told him that flying was impossible, he might have given up without trying. Then he might have had a bad feeling for a long time. In the end, Powerpop became a lawyer. He's quite successful and has a wonderful family, two beautiful children. In my case, from the time I was a very small boy, I wanted to be a teacher. But my father told me that teachers didn't make much money. And my mother told me that teachers in America weren't respected by society. My father wanted me to be a businessman, and my mother wanted me to be a lawyer. I didn't want to be a lawyer. I didn't want to be a businessman. I wanted to be a teacher. So I was unhappy for a long, long time. Finally, though, I knew that I had to listen to my own heart, and my own heart was telling me that I was meant to be a teacher. And finally, I could become a teacher. I don't make so much money, but I'm very happy now. I love teaching very much. And I like watching my students learn and grow. And my parents, well, now they see how happy I am. And now they are willing to admit that I was meant to be a teacher. So in the end, everything was okay. Because I listened to my heart and I worked hard to make my dream come true. But remember this. Of course, your dream is important. But your relationship with other people is important too. Follow your heart, but don't forget to be a good friend, a good family member, and a good member of your community. Thank you for listening.